So what do Senator Bob Rankin and Mr. Hanlon think of Republican candidate for the 3rd Congressional District, Lauren Boebert? This is an audience question.
Oh, come on.
It's an audience question. Senator Rankin?
Okay. You go first.
Okay, Mr. Hanlon.
You know, you're up. So.
Well, you know, I'll vote for Lauren Boebert. She is my candidate. The trade-off between, and Diane Mitzbush is a friend of mine, so, you know, I know these people well. But, you know, I worked with Scott Tipton closely for years. And so my view of this race is that it's, you know, ideology and symbology. I really prefer government that gets things done. So I hope that Lauren will shift from, you know, this totally ideological stance to actually understanding issues and working. I'm hoping that, you know, it's my style of government, as you all know, is bipartisan. It's problem oriented. It's job oriented. If I have to defend the Western Slope against my Republican brethren on the East, so be it. You know, I mean, that I want to represent my constituents. So Boebert is a little bit too much on the ideology, single issue for me. And I hope she comes around when she is elected.
Thank you, Senator Rankin. Mr. Hanlon?
Sure. I would say that Senator Rankin summed up the concerns really well. It's not the kind of legislator that we need at this moment in time. It's not a legislator in Boebert who would, I think, really advance the issues effectively. There are some serious issues out here in CD3. And so because of those, not just on a partisan basis, but just those ideological, just being too tied to that and not really talking policy, it's very difficult for me to consider it. And so I won't be voting for her. I'll be voting for Mitzbush. And, you know, that's really a function of having a legislator, Republican or Democrat, that is going in with some idea about how to make things happen and wanting to make things happen. And it's very difficult to have a legislator who is just saying, look, we shouldn't ever negotiate. That's just not the way our form of government is set up to work. And something that I'm really committed to is that we represent, as individuals, we represent everybody in our districts. It's not just half of them or the part that voted for us. It's every single person. And that's my commitment going forward. So that's why I'm making the vote I'm making.
Mr. Rankin, anything? You have a minute to make any further comments about...
I'll compliment Carl. You know, we're not going after each other. I, although our allies are, I'll have to say, and I wish they would not. They're going after me. I don't know if they're going after Carl. But I wish that all of our elections were based on policy and problems and issues and commitment to the people we represent. You know, I like most of us in this election are distressed by the divisiveness and the bickering back and forth. That's not what politics ought to be. That's the Greeks invented politics, and they knew this then. You know, they talked about finding the sweet spot in the middle where we agree, not necessarily compromise, but we agree on policy. And that's where I want to be.
Thank you, Senator Rankin. Mr. Hanlon, any further comments?
You know, I just wanted to say, we've got a minute. I wanted to say thank you. And I also wanted to say thank you to Senator Rankin. Like I said at the beginning, we probably have the most polite forums and debates of any two candidates. And I appreciate that. And hopefully it's an example that those around us can pick up on. Because it is about the policy and it's about vision and what does the future look like and what are we committed to?